Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast, where author and speaker Bill Weiss and his wife Annette address the many questions and concerns that we all have about the topic of hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead should inspire us to invest the time we have left on earth wisely. Tune in for today's enlightening broadcast.
Thank you for joining us. Today we are going to answer the question, where is hell located? You know, because many people say it's just a state of the mind, but hell is actually a geographical location. So basically, there are two hells. The current hell, or Sheol, is the Hebrew word, and Hades is a Greek word. It's currently down deep in the earth. It is geocentric, and we will look at the scripture which verifies that statement.
So, Bill, the current hell, then, is located in a different place than the future hell?
Yes. The future hell, which Jesus referred to as Gehenna 11 different times, it is also called the lake of fire in Revelation 19:20, 20:15, 21:8, and it's also made reference to in Revelation 14:10 and 11. But Gehenna is the Greek word for the Hebrew phrase Valley of Hinnom. So at the Great White Throne Judgment, death and hell itself, which is the word Hades, and all the people in it are all delivered up, and the people are all judged according to their works, and of course found guilty, and then cast into the lake of fire in Revelation 20, 14, and 15.
So Gehenna is the lake of fire?
Correct. It's one and the same. But the current hell, Hades, in the Old Testament was separated by a great gulf fixed, and those who rejected Christ or who didn't believe in the God of the Bible were in the torment side, as Luke 16 mentions about the rich man in torment in the flames. The other side was Abraham's bosom, where the beggar Lazarus was with Abraham, and he was comforted. But today, the paradise side is no longer there. You know, and Dr. Erwin Lutzer, in his book One Minute After You Die, page 41, he said, after the ascension of Christ, believers are said to go directly to heaven. In other words, the two regions of Hades no longer exist side by side. Abraham's bosom is in heaven today. So as for Hades being a geographical location, Robert Jeffries, in his book Hell Yes, page 76, he explains, read that, what he quoted.
Yes, this is a great quote. He said, Jesus firmly believed that hell is just as real as heaven. In John 14:2, Jesus promised his disciples, I will go to prepare a place for you. The Greek word for place is topos, which means a geographical location. Heaven is not a state of the mind, but is the eternal destination for those who trust in Christ. In the same way, Jesus taught that hell was an actual destination rather than a state of mind. Read carefully how Jesus described the fate of the unrighteous. These will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Matthew 25:46. My point is simply this. You can't have one group of people going to an actual location, heaven, and the other group of people going to a state of mind. Just as Jesus described heaven as a real place, he taught that hell is a real place.
Boy, that's really clear. That's a good description that hell is a geographical location. You know, but to further show that Hades is an actual geographical location, we'll look at quite a few verses and commentaries ahead. But first, you know, Luke 16:26, it says this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, which that means gorge or chasm, a precipice with a deep pit between. And that's what it says in the Strong's about a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us. Well, this is language describing geography and not a state of the mind. You know, you can't have a gorge in the earth separated, and that's not a state of mind.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's very clear. You know, and then Holman's Illustrated Bible Dictionary, page 745, says, Jesus teaches in Matthew 28 that both the soul and body can be cast into hell. This requires that hell be a literal place. So I believe that's clear. But let's go on with some of these verses. In 1 Samuel 28, 13 and 14, when Saul called for the witch of Endor, it says, Samuel was described as ascending out of the earth. An old man cometh up, is what it states. So that's clear. Then he was in Abraham's bosom, and that's where it's located, down deep in the earth. Matthew 12:40 says, the Son of Man shall be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Ephesians 4:9 says, Jesus, he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. Now, the Expositor's Study Bible, page 2066, states, Jesus, he first went down into paradise to deliver all the believing souls. So again, down into paradise. And now this next scripture is very clear. Ezekiel 26:20 says, when I shall bring thee down with them that descend into the pit with the people of old time, and set thee in the low parts of the earth, in places desolate of old, with them that go down into the pit. That's very clear. It's down deep in the earth. I think that verse is crystal clear. Numbers 16:32 says, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up. They went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them. Talking about the men of Korah that rebelled against Moses.
Yes. I mean, these verses are really clear. God is talking about hell being down into the center of the earth. Also, Ezekiel 31:16, I cast them down to hell with them that descend into the pit in the nether or lower parts of the earth. Isaiah 14:9, hell from beneath. Psalm 63:9, lower parts of the earth. Psalms 9:15, the heathen are sunk down into the pit. Ezekiel 32:18 through 31, gone down into the lower parts of the earth, go down to the pit, gone down to hell. I mean, this is really clear. Mm-hmm. Isaiah 5:14, hell, they shall descend into it. Psalms 55:15, let them go down quick into hell. Proverbs 15:24, depart from hell beneath. And then Amos 9:2, though they dig into hell or climb up to heaven. So there's a comparison. One is up and one is down.
Right, right. And then Matthew Henry's commentary, page 1517, says about that verse, though they dig into hell, into the center of the earth.
You know, and Bill, also, when you had your 23 minutes in hell experience, didn't you have that sense that your spirit man was traveling down?
Yes, I was descended to get there. I ascended when I left, but I also had the understanding that I was down deep in the earth. But then again, these scriptures verify all that. That's what's important to believe. But, you know, back to real quick, number 1632, when it says the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up alive, they went down alive into the pit. The word pit there is the word Sheol. So that's describing, again, where hell is located, down deep in the earth.
That's a good point.
Yeah. But let's look at some commentaries. The Dictionary of Biblical Imagery, page 198, says, an inescapable underworld prison. The Old Testament pictures the realm of death, or Sheol, as being under the earth. Nelson's New Illustrated Bible Dictionary, page 1164 and page 996, says, Sheol was regarded as an underground region, the abode of the dead, the netherworld, or lower world of departed spirits. Then Holman's Illustrated Bible Dictionary, page 1482, says, this likely indicates that the Hebrews saw Sheol as something beneath their feet. Dr. Erwin Lutzer, in his book One Minute After You Die, he said Sheol is always thought of as down under, somewhere in a hollow part of the earth. Then one more. The Bible has the answer. Page 312 says, so far as we can tell from Scripture, the present hell, Hades, is somewhere in the heart of the earth itself. The writers certainly themselves believed hell to be real and geographically beneath the earth's surface.
Wow, this is so clear, though. I mean, this is just reinforcing that it is down deep in the earth.
That's right.
It is not a state of the mind. You know, the late, great Chuck Smith, Pastor Chuck Smith, in his book also, What the World is Coming to, he said, when a person who is not a Christian dies now, he is in a waiting place called Hades, translated hell in your King James Bible. This place called Hades is actually in the center of the earth.
That's really good.
So Pastor Chuck believed that as well.
And he was a really well-respected man of God.
Yes, he was. And is.
And is. That's right. In heaven. You know, Holman's Illustrated Bible Dictionary, page 631, says, Gehenna, the hell of fire in the final judgment. So again, Gehenna is the final judgment, and that's where the lake of fire is. You know, and also Matthew 25:30 says, that Gehenna will be cast into outer darkness. Wherever that is, we don't really know. It also says that in Matthew 8:12 and Matthew 22:13. So hell, the future hell, Gehenna, will be cast into outer darkness.
So some speculate that could be like deep space somewhere, but it's not clear in the scriptures, correct?
Right, exactly. And then the Bible has the answer, page 313, says, Hades, it will not be on this present earth, but will be somewhere far removed. So we don't know exactly. But, you know, I want to just give a description. You know, Jesus used the word Gehenna to describe the future hell. And this is by Nelson's New Illustrated Bible Dictionary, page 556 and 568. It says this in describing Gehenna. It says, in the time of Jesus, the Valley of Hinnom was used as the garbage dump of Jerusalem. Into it were thrown all the filth and garbage of the city, including the dead bodies of animals and executed criminals. To consume all this, fires burned constantly. Maggots worked in filth. When the wind blew from that direction over the city, its awfulness was quite evident. At night, wild dogs howled as they fought over the garbage. Jesus used this awful scene as a symbol of hell. In effect, he said, Do you want to know what hell is like? Look at Gehenna.
Wow, what a great illustration.
That's what
really
he
paints a picture.
Right. He really wanted to have them a picture of what hell looked like so people wouldn't go there. They could avoid it. You know, I hope this has clarified for you the two locations for hell.
So, Bill, if somebody does not call themselves a born-again Christian, as Jesus said, we all need to be in John 3:3, we all must be born again.
That's right.
Then a person will experience this horrid place. It's not just a state of the mind.
No, it's not. You know, John 3:36 says, he that believes on the Son has everlasting life, but he that believes not on the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. Well, the wrath of God is hell, and it's eternal. You know, God loves us, and he gives us a free will to choose to repent, as Jesus said to do in Luke 13:3, or you can reject him. If you reject his words, it will be your own doing when you enter hell. Make the wise decision.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to subscribe, rate this program, and share it on social media outlets. To stay in touch with us and learn more about this ministry, consider checking out our resources at soulchoiceministries.org.